Look at your hands. Amazing in their versatility. How soft a hand can be, conveying tender caresses and gentle hugs, brushing away a tear, or soft cleaning a fresh scrape. And how hard a hand can become, dispensing punishment with quick, stern immediacy. The same hand that powders a baby's bottom can turn lightning fast to spank the backside of a disobedient child. The same hand held out stern and straight that turns a person away can tenderly, lovingly beckon a loved one home. There was a hand that fateful day at Calvary that did just that. Beckoning a loved one home. Beckoned many loved ones, in fact, not just home, but to paradise. My Father's house, he said before, has many mansions. I go to prepare a place. It is surprising that his hands, Jesus' hands, performed this beckoning, not in the traditional way, a gentle, friendly wave, calling his loved ones home. No, with outstretched arms upon that tree, hands spiked and full of blood. It was in the posture of humility and pain that Jesus opened the doors to paradise. Those doors flung wide at Calvary, invite all people everywhere to bask in heaven's eternal splendor. But on that one day so long ago, Christ took the time to offer a personal invitation to one special, repentant, forgiven soul. The thief of all people, at Jesus' right, who shared that day Jesus' humility and pain in a way that we will never understand, God willing. That thief cried out to him, "Remember me." Today, the Lord responded, beckoning him home, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Though his name is unknown, the church has given the thief a name. Dismas, the church calls him, that we, years later, might remember him and the grace that was bestowed that day. For it is that grace, not the thief, that is so memorable here. That self-same grace that Jesus offers to each one of us, thrown into high and shocking relief upon that skull-shaped mountain, seeing love like that, love that loves fully and unconditionally, the most unlovable, sinful, pathetic of people, can do no less then change forever the way we view his love. Tonight, under the specter of the crosses, not one, but three, we meet the father of this unlovable, beloved thief. And perhaps in him, we will find a hint of how life-changing strong the love of God can be. So we wonder tonight, what might Dismas have to say to us?